أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنهم كانوا إذا قيل لهم لا إله إلا الله يستكبرون. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explained how the wrongdoers will be gathered together, and in that groups then they will be driven towards the fire of Jahannam. On the way they will be stopped and interrogated further, and after all that interrogation, and they will realize that they are just befitting of punishment and the fire of Jahannam, Allah Ta'ala will announce and say, Inna kadhalika naf'alu bil mujrimeen. This is how we deal with the wrongdoers. This is what they will finally get and suffer. Innahum kanu idha qila lahum la ilaha illa Allahu yastakbirun. Wo the ke unse jab koi kehta kisi ki bandagi nahi siwa Allah ke to ghurur karte. They were such whenever they were told that nobody else should be worshipped besides Allah Ta'ala, then they should display pride. That is, they could not submit and come under Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. And this is a great test. Allah Ta'ala has given us our own brains also, and we seem to think that we are doing everything according to our brains, and we make our own brains a god. Many of us make our ego our god, and many of us make our pride our god. That is the superior thing in our lives. Our lust and our desires, we don't submit to Allah Ta'ala, we submit to all these things. And these are also forms of shirk. The major form is quite known, that we don't worship idols, etc., but that we think technology does everything. Infrastructure of governments and of various factories and organizations, they do things. The reality is Allah is the only doer of everything. To say it is quite easy, to accept it fully from the heart is a complete different story, and we have to work towards that. وَيَقُولُونَ أَإِنَّا لَتَارِكُ آلِهَتِنَا لِشَاعِرٍ مَجْنُونَ. اور کہتے ہیں کیا ہم چھوڑ دیں گے اپنی معبودوں کو کہنے سے ایک شاعر دیوانے کی. And they used to say, what? Must we give up all our gods for one poet who is a mad poet, na'uzu billah. Shirk was so much ingrained in them that they had different gods for different things. This god does this, this god does this. They say, how can we give up these gods? Just like if we have to think also, we find it hard. We try and prove that no, we have to use our brains. Our brains guide us. Our material things, technology is doing, we can see it's doing things for us. How can we give up this belief and say that Allah is doing everything? So that is a similar type of shirk also. And they used to say, na'uzu billah, that they should call Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam a poet and that he's a mad person. Na'uzu billah, this is many people also. When a person wants to follow on deen, good pious people also will call him, he's an extremist. He's a fundamentalist, he's a terrorist, we can't also accept it. As they couldn't accept it, we also cannot accept the true Islam which was given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yes, a modern version of Islam which fits in with our thinking and our society, that we are good Muslims. But the true Islam which was given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we also think, we don't say it, but we think there is a madman's religion. These are fundamentalists, these are extremists who are doing these things. So we have to check ourselves. We don't have to please anyone in the dunya. We don't have to fit into any crossword, into any puzzle of this dunya. We have to worry about our qabr and on the day of qiyamah. That is what we have to worry about. بَلْ جَاءَ بِالْحَقِّ وَصَدَّقَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. کوئی نہیں وہ لے کر آیا ہے سچا دین اور سچا مانتا ہے سب رسول. rasuluku. It's nothing what they are saying that he's a poet, that he's a mad person. The reality and the truth is he has come with the truth from Allah Ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with the absolute truth, and he has testified to all the rasuls of before. That is a great proof of the truthfulness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Great man like Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, etc. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam testified to their teachings. They are all of one group, and they taught great morals, great teachings, and reality they taught to mankind. Innakum ladha'iqul adhabil alim. Beshak tumko chakhna hai adhab dardnak. Now you will have to taste of this very painful punishment of what of your the folly of your actions. You will taste it, and you will get a taste of this of the terrible punishment, painful punishment. وَمَا تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ اور وہ وہی بدلہ پاؤ گے جو کچھ تم کرتے تھے. And no ظلم will be made on you. You won't be punished one bit than what you are supposed to be. What you had done, that is what you will get. How your actions were, the very same, only to that extent will you be punished also. And on the other hand, there will be those people who will be excused from this. Illa ibadallahil mukhlasin. Magar jo bande Allah ke hai, chune huye. But those few choice servants of Allah who kept away from all types of shirk, they did not fall into any types of shirk. Even in the taking of medicine, they did not ascribe the shifa to the medicine. Even if they took ta'weez in the first place, these are those who don't even use ta'weez. But if they did, they don't ascribe anything to the ta'weez. They say Allah is the doer, He is the giver of shifa. None of these things has got any power whatsoever. These people, in front Allah explains, on the other hand, what great ni'mats of Allah and what bliss and joy they will experience, and that will be forever and ever. So the lesson for us to learn here is to stay away from all types of shirk. And we must take time to investigate our iman and our beliefs. Don't just carry on like that without thinking about it. A person checks his bank statement regularly to know what's happening. A person checks his title deeds from time to time, whether they are there, it's in order. The most important thing to check is our iman. Is our iman in order? Is it correct or not? That is the most important thing that a person must check. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.